following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. This is Pastor David here with Friday's Refuge Daily. As always, when I get to do these, when I get to teach, when I get to speak, when I get to do any of those things, I am blessed. I'm super glad to be a part of your afternoon this morning. Not just me, but I know Refuge, we as a church, as a body here, are glad that we get to be a part of hopefully a daily routine. Today I want to talk about something that I know is not just something I struggle with, but it's something that we as believers, we just struggle with. And so today I want to talk about anxiety and God's provision. So anxiety and God's provision. But before we do that, I want to pray for us. So if you guys would, wherever you're at, if you would join me in prayer. Father, Lord, I thank you that your word so often talks about both of these. The fear, the anxiety, the what if questions, the doubts, the all of that, your word covers that over and over again. I'm reminded the book of Psalms or the collection of all those poetry and all of that, God. There are so many people that love you, that serve you, that desire to be found faithful. And these are men who still struggle. They're men who still ask questions. Lord, and the person slipped in my memory, I think it was Elizabeth Elliot. She said, faith doesn't eliminate questions, but faith knows where to take them. And God, I am so glad that in your word, you don't condemn us. You don't condemn your people for having questions, for having those moments of doubt, for having those moments of fear or anxiety. But your word through and through shows that you're a God who enters into all of that. So Father, would you just encourage us this morning, encourage my heart as well. Would you just continue to be with us and lead us? We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We love you and we ask these things in your name. Amen. Amen. Anxiety and God's provision. And so if you've been a Christian for even a couple of months and you've been reading through scripture, I'm sure you have come across different scriptures that speak to fear, speak towards anxiety, that speak towards God's ability to be in control always. These things are talked about so often. I have a couple of passages here I want to read, and I'm sure you have heard of all of these. Maybe some of these are ones that you frequent a lot. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. The majority of you that are listening know this one already. But it says this. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, in the peace of God, which transcends or which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Joshua 1, 9. "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Last one, Isaiah 41, 10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Now, I'm not big on taking scriptures and just plucking them out of context. And so I know for the passage in Isaiah and Joshua, God is speaking to a specific person at a specific time for a specific people group. But when it comes to truths like this, we could be sure that God still wants us to be courageous. We do not have to fear. Right? We could still trust that God is holding us with his righteous right hand. Like we can trust those things at all time. I think these things are true for us now, just as they were true for those people that God spoke it to back then.
What's so interesting, though, is God so often repeats different things in Scripture because he knows his people need to hear it more than once. So for me, unfortunately, I'm 30 years old. That's not unfortunate. I'm 30 years old, and in my 30 years of living, I have become an absolute pro at worrying. I mean, I am head honcho of anxiety at times. I've been very open with my high schoolers, with my family, with my friends. Many years ago, I struggled with anxiety and depression and was on medication for a very long time over those things. And so off of medication now, but I still struggle at times with this idea of anxiety. And so I think the reason why I wanted to talk about anxiety and God's provision is I think when we are deep in our anxiety, when we're deep in our freaking out over whatever it is, right? Look at things that are going on today. Look at things that have been going on the past 6 months, right? 2019 was ending, and we're like, dude, 2020 is gonna be sick. It's gonna be awesome, right? It's gonna be the bit. We're gonna see, you know, technological advancements. We're gonna see this. It's gonna be the future. It's gonna be awesome. Nobody expected to see the things that we're seeing right now, not just with COVID or the pandemic, but I mean, there are so many different things that have happened in the past 6 months, 7 months, whatever. It's crazy. And if we aren't careful, we can become overcome with fear, with anxiety over the things that we see because we forget about the God who's behind, or I should say before, all of it. One of the best examples I heard was one of my old college pastor, Jason Vanderberg. Love that guy. If you're watching, I love you, bro. And he had said this before. He's like, you know what's so interesting is you can go outside, and I don't know the exact circumference of the sun. I don't know how big it is. The sun is massive, right? Sun is massive. Here's the thing. My hand, although to my wife and to my son, it's massive. Nowhere in comparison to the sun, right? But I can go outside, and I can stick my hand in front of the sun. And as soon as I go like this and I put it closer and closer and closer to my face, I can now block out the sun with something that is smaller. Now, I feel like in that kind of thinking and that kind of example, anxiety is like my hand. The sun is God, which is massive, right? And with something that's as small as my hand, if I choose to focus and only stare at this right here, I can completely block out God. I can block out the bigger, the one that shines light on absolutely everything. That's crazy. And there's so often I do things like that. And I don't want to be that person that does that anymore. I don't want to be the leader that does that. I don't want to be the father who does that, or the husband, or the friend, or the son. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be the believer who is constantly filled with fear and anxiety. You know, there's one more scripture I want to read, and this brings so much comfort. And again, you guys know what this one is. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about your clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I want to focus on verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. This is in 2019 at some point, I forget, towards the end of the year. And I found myself doing what I just talked about, putting my hand in front of my face, blocking out God, blocking out the promises of God that says, I am a God who sustains and provides for you because you're my son, because I love you, because I have you, because I'm faithful to you. And I start getting in this mode, and I don't even know where it came, but I started really getting anxious over finances, anxious over family, anxious. It's completely filled with anxiety. And I'm like, God, why am I feeling like this? And I'm reading the scriptures, be anxious for nothing, be anxious for nothing. But here's the reality. Scripture isn't meant just to be a Band-Aid. I cut myself and it's like, oh, let me put a Philippians 4, chapter verse 6 and 7 Band-Aid on my arm over the cut. No, it's not just we throw it on. We believe. We need to believe these things. And so I'm struggling. I remember being over at Bella Terra. And I'm struggling. I'm feeling anxious. And it was actually with the pastors. We were doing a pastor's meeting. We were reading a book. And as they were reading and talking, I found myself kind of zoning out a little bit, which is not good of me. But I looked to the left and I saw this little sparrow, this little bird, and it flies over and it flies down on the ground to this crack in the ground, crack in the sidewalk. And there were breadcrumbs there. Somebody had dropped like a piece of toast or something. And the bird goes and it starts eating the bread. And it flies over to like, you know, over to the other side of the table where there was some other food that was there. And it ate the food and then it flew off. And in that moment, there was a realization again, as I am full of anxiety right now going and questioning, even though I shouldn't. But I'm just being honest with you guys because, again, at Refuge, we value openness. I'm sitting there and I'm questioning and I'm going, God, like, I know you say you'll provide, but like, what? I'm questioning it. And Lord, I don't want to question it. And in that moment, just like immediately, I see this bird come down and it's eating. And this scripture came to my mind again. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? It was in that moment again, I'm seeing this bird and it is being sustained. It was being fed as scripture says. And then just the reminder of David, are you not worth more than that bird that I provided for? David, I'm the God who provides. That's not just something I do, right? It's who I am. I am the great provider. Trust. I was really encouraged by that. And I mean, obviously, it stuck with me. This happened in 2019. It's still one of those, the biggest examples in my life over anxiety and God's provision. I think anxiety and fear doubts the provision of the Lord. And I don't want to be that person anymore. So guys, family, my challenge for you, if you find yourself in a place today, and I understand that some of you guys are really going through it. There are things that to the world standard, you should be freaking out about. But we're not of the world, right? We believe and we have the God who created the world, who spoke the world into existence. And that is the God who tells us, you do not have to fear. You do not have to be anxious. I am with you. I will provide for you, right? For your needs. Maybe not your wants, but your needs. I am the God who provides for you. So my challenge for you guys this afternoon, focus, and meditate upon the God who promises to be faithful to you, okay? Don't be like me, like how I used to when I would take the problem and I'd put it so close to my face that it blocks out the faithfulness of our God. So that is my challenge for you guys today. I pray that you guys have an amazing rest of your Friday, resting in the reality that Jesus loves you, he has you, and he has a plan for you. So love you guys, and I will see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.